going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will tell you about an organization that supports people going through domestic violence, and they're putting on a fashion show fundraiser. And you will also hear about a candy box that celebrates female entrepreneurship with local flavors and community impact, with 10% of every box supporting the mission of new moms. We now welcome Tracy Mayer, Wings Development Consultant, to Score Values. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining me. And we've seen you on the news recently because we know that there's a big event coming up on Thursday, and we're going to get to that. But why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Wings?
The Wings is the largest domestic violence intervention organization in the state of Illinois. And they're actually celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, which is pretty cool. So 40 years of expertise in their field as innovators and leaders with proven impact. The services that they provide consist of various types of housing, counseling, and other supportive services so that anyone who has survived domestic violence can come into the program and get back on that path toward leading an independent life. And they have a 99% success rate, meaning 99% of the people who graduate from the program never return to their abuser.
Wow. What do you think it is about the support and the services that are offered that makes it so successful?
I think a number of things. Number one, again, pointing out, 40 years of expertise. So they've been doing what they do for a long time. Something that's unique with Wings is in most cases when people have a housing or shelter type program, there's often a 6-month cap on it. With Wings, our guests can stay up to 2 years. So that's a huge difference. All of our counselors are graduate level educated, so high level of education. I think one of the key factors is the length of time that we spend with our guests to really prepare them for a successful life.
Tracy Mayer, Wings Development Consultant, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, Tracy, coming up on Thursday, the Blossom Fashion Show. Now, I know this is an event that is near and dear to you. It's something that you've worked very hard on. I think this is now the second year of the event. Can you tell us what is in store for Thursday?
Yes, you are right, Alex. This is kind of my baby. And we're super excited for the second event. And the whole impetus behind Blossom was, for me, I am a domestic violence victor. We like to call ourselves victors instead of survivors because it's not just about escaping the violence. It's about winning the battle and taking your power back. So I went through it myself at the hands of a powerful guy. And so I wasn't in Chicago at the time. I came back to Chicago literally with my life turned upside down and riddled with shame because I thought, how could something like this happen to me? Right? I'm an educated, successful woman that came from a great family. You know, my marriage had absolutely no abuse. How could I not know more about this? And how could it happen to me? So because it's such a difficult problem, as pervasive as it is, affecting one in three women and one in four men in their lifetime, it's a tough subject to talk about. So if I said, hey, you want to come and listen to me talk about domestic violence,
right,
no one's going to show up. But if I say, do you want to come to a beautiful fashion show? And we use that as the platform, then we have that opportunity to educate and not only educate, but get rid of these misconceptions and a lot of what causes the shame and stigma, which then leaves people living in silence. So that's how the show was born. And we had a, you know, it was challenging last year because most people weren't used to having that conversation, but we did sell out. And this year, we're super excited. The show will be bigger. We have L'Oreal as a sponsor this year, which is huge. And CS Magazine is another sponsor of ours. So we've really gained a lot of momentum. And of course, we're there to educate, to erase these misconceptions, and of course, to raise money. So Wings is currently has embarked on an expansion campaign. Not only are we spreading our footprint into Florida, starting in Miami, which will be our first step outside of the state of Illinois. But we're also identifying other communities in the Chicagoland area where there are people who need help that we currently aren't serving. So a portion of the proceeds from Blossom will go toward launching a new program in some of these new communities, as well as supporting the existing programming.
Tracy Mayer, Wings Development Consultant, joining me this morning on Score Value. So talk about storytelling and education. How important is it for the public to understand some of these statistics? Like you said, one in three women go through it. Like, that's a startling statistic that may not be known by the average person.
You're right. I think it just education is key. It's just to keep talking about it and providing those safe, non-judgmental spaces because and there's this big misconception also that it only happens to poor, uneducated people, which is not true. There are no, it's a, not only is it pervasive, I would actually say epidemic of right. sorts based on the stats, but there are no boundaries. And so when it happens in the more affluent communities, because of the shame and the stigma, it causes people to live in silence. Looking at it from the outside in, the average person is going to think, well, hey, if somebody's living an affluent lifestyle and it's abusive, they have money, so why don't they just leave? Another statistic, 99% of the time, survivors will say, and this is straight across the board, there's financial abuse. So what might seem like an easy out is actually really complicated and in some ways even more complicated right. than someone who would go into a shelter because those women or men are going to say, like me, I'm not that person, you know, I'm not going to go into a shelter, but I need help. And so the more what I've found through my own storytelling is that I can speak from an institutional standpoint, I can speak about domestic violence, and I can speak about Wings. When my story shifts to telling my own personal story, that's when the magic happens, because all of a sudden I become that relatable person. So I love that you brought up the storytelling, because as important as the metrics are to really show our credibility, to show Wings credibility, which is super important, what really moves people is the storytelling, right? That's where we really reach people's heartstrings and make it real, real and relatable. Because if we can't be real and relatable and relevant, no one's going to pay attention.
Yeah, that's such a great point, because like with anything, you hear a statistic and you think, oh, wow, that's horrible. But then when the story is told and it's personal and it humanizes somebody, that's when people really pay attention.
You're right. And so we always say to people, whether you realize it or not, someone very close to you is or will be affected. So it kind of changes how that perception. And for somebody who maybe has been around someone, but it's because it's been so difficult, We also tell people the most important thing you can say to someone if a person does open up and tell you that something like this is going on in their life is, I believe you. Because so often, even people, you'd be amazed at how often people who are really close to the survivor will look at them and say, you know, what did you do to deserve it? Or he would never do that. If we're talking about, you know, men, or again, this can be women, it goes both ways. As somebody who is deemed as a pillar in the community, the reaction even from people close to you would often be, he would never do something like that, or she would never do something like that. Then the survivor feels even more alone because people are taking a step back. So what we're asking is for people to be courageous and lean into this subject. We need to get it out there. We need to speak about it. We need to get the eyeballs off the ceiling. And I really, as huge of a problem as it is, I really do believe we can get there, because 20 years ago, it was difficult for us to talk about cancer, and it no longer is. 5 years ago, we really couldn't even talk about mental health in a comfortable way, and now we can. So we need to get there and be able to celebrate the victors of domestic violence, just as we celebrate people who survive other types of traumas.
Now, before we go any further, I know that Wings has a 24-hour hotline. So you mentioned, I know the people on the other side of that phone will always will believe when allegations come in. So can you tell people about this hotline and what type of support they can get?
So there is a domestic violence hotline that's run by an organization called The Network. They're based here in Chicago. They run the hotline. That hotline takes calls from anyone, anywhere. The hotline is listed on the Wings website. So if a person hops on the Wing website or any other domestic violence intervention agency, they're going to see that same hotline number.
Yep.
All the calls go into that central organization, the network, and then they assess each incoming call and determine where there's room for placement. Wings has two safe houses. We have and that's where people would go first and foremost, into our safe house. And then from there, once our team's able to assess what their needs are, then we have just numerous housing, different types of housing throughout the Chicagoland area. And something else that a lot of people don't think about is necessarily the children. Wings actually serves more children than adults, because most adults who go into the shelter have more than one child. And so these kids don't sign up for this, right? They're thrown into it. And so there's a huge component of programming for children. And they just do an incredible job with the kids, just incredible. Because our whole goal and purpose for existence is to end the cycle. So
right.
Part of it is by stopping that cycle, right? Where people who come out of the program and they never go back. So we've taught them, and they've learned how to live that great life. And then the other component is the education, right? So we need to slow down the pace of it on the front end and prevent it from happening more, so they don't have to go through all of the trauma and all of the recovery.
You mentioned the number on the website, 847-221-5680. Now, Tracy, let's get back to the fashion show. What are some ways that I think tickets are probably still available at the website? You can go to wingsprogram.com to learn more information. But some ways to support the organization, support the show.
Yes, right now tickets are still available. Hop on the website. You can click on upcoming events on the top. It'll take you right to the Blossom page. So yes, tickets are still available. We always have other opportunities for people to get involved, whether on an individual basis or, you know, with an organization through volunteering. We're always looking for other nonprofits to partner with. I truly believe, you know, collaborative efforts always get the greatest results. And then we're also looking for, you know, other opportunities. I mean, really just straight across the board to get more people involved with Wings, not only through our board, but we also have several different councils, and our councils serve as advocates. So, and because even though it's, and again, it's kind of crazy when you think about how many people are affected by this, there's still so many people that don't know anything about it. There's a
Right.
lot of people that don't even know that Wings exists, and we're the largest organization in Illinois, but yet in certain parts of the Chicagoland area, there are a lot of people who've never heard of Wings. So having all those advocates out there is super important. Somebody who just walks around and makes people aware that this organization exists and educates. There's so many things. People who are interested in speaking or getting in front of the kids in the schools, there's a lot. So on the Wings website, there's also a drop-down menu of how to get involved if somebody's interested in volunteering. There's a plethora of ways to get
Yeah.
involved. So all they have to do is reach out, and then we can meet with them to really figure out what makes their heart beat fast, like what they're most connected with, from a volunteer standpoint.
Well, awesome stuff, Tracy. Thursday, April the 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the 21C Museum Hotel in Chicago, the second annual Blossom Fashion Show put on by our guest this morning, Tracy Mayer, a development consultant for Wings Illinois. Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Alex. It was great to be with you.
Thank you once again to Tracy for joining me this morning. You can visit the website of Wings at wingsprogram.com to learn more about the fashion show. We now welcome Alicia Mason, co-founder and chief growth officer of Candycopia to Score Values. Alicia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Thank you for having me. Doing great this Sunday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me. And I want to give you the floor to tell everyone about Candycopia, what it is, where people can buy it, and a really nice initiative that you're doing where some of the proceeds are going to a great cause.
Yes, we're gearing up for Mother's Day right now and talk about that initiative. But just for those who are not familiar with Candycopia, we are a family-owned and run business in Oak Park. We are almost 3 years old, and one of the things we never thought we'd be entrepreneurs or small business owners. But one of the things that we would always love to do with our family is always go to candy stores whenever we're on vacation and explore different types of sweets and treats because everyone loves them. And we realized a few years ago, actually on a vacation after visiting a candy store, that we think that we could create a unique destination. Both, a physical place in Oak Park as well as online to be able to offer a sweet world of discovery for everyone. So we wanted to make sure we were offering, the classics and nostalgia and kids' favorites, but also things for adults to enjoy. And we wanted to do it in a way, though, that gave back to our community. We are so appreciative of our community and just in awe of entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs. And so for Mother's Day, to really take the notion of discovery and lean into moms and to lean into entrepreneurs, we've created a women's candy collection, and it's all Chicago-based women candy makers. And what I love about it not only has five Chicago women candy makers, and I can talk about them in a minute, and it's packaged up in a beautiful box and delicious, but 10% of all the proceeds are going to a nonprofit organization here in Oak Park that services Oak Park as well as the surrounding neighborhoods of the west side of Chicago, and really supporting almost 700 moms and making sure that they get, the right support that they need as they have their children. So everything from job placement to parenting classes to housing and to, food and nutrition and all those great things. So that is what we are doing for Mother's Day to all honor all of those moms out there.
Now you mentioned the six women-owned candy stores that are a part of this. Can you tell us a little bit about
Yes.
them, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's actually five, and I'm technically the sixth, but the first one is Sweet Addiction Toffee. This is made from a woman in Elgin, Kim. It was actually the first candy we decided to carry at Candycopia. I'm a huge buttery toffee fan. It is just delicious. The second one is XO Marshmallows. So it's by two Chicago-based women. They actually created the first marshmallow cafe in Lincoln Park. And they have been featured in everything from Oprah to InStyle. And they're just delicious, delicious Funfetti marshmallows. The other one of the other women is Catherine Ann Confections. So Catherine Ann, we've been carried in our store since day one. She actually has two locations in the Chicagoland area, and she's known for her chocolate creations as well as her caramels, and that's what we're carrying in the box. So if you love caramels, Amy's Candy Bar. So Amy is another Chicago. She's up in up north in Roscoe Village. And my favorite thing that Amy creates is called these Yum Bars. I call them adult candy bars. It is so decadent. It has shortbread and nuts and caramel and nougat and chocolate's delicious. And the last one, I don't know about your listeners, but I love a beautiful bonbon. I just think the colors pop. And we have a woman, her name is Selena. She runs and she owns Chocks and Boxes up in Norwich Park. And they have amazing, they're a Filipino family and they have a Filipino farm. So they have flavors like calamansi ca caramel, which is delicious. Calamansi is a Filipino lime flavor. This is just features chocolate, caramel, marshmallows, toffees, whatever your sweet desire is. This is the five best women candy maker in all of Chicago, brought to you by Candycopia.
All right, Alicia, now w while my mouth is watering, I'm going to ask for our listeners, of course, and a friend, where do you where can you buy this this candy box?
Well, you can get it two ways. So one, you can come to our store in Oak Park, which is 717 Lake Street in right downtown Oak Park. And there's lots to do around there. So you make a whole day out of coming to Oak Park. Or if you are busy and you have a mom or a woman in your life that you want to treat and they do not live in the Oak Park area, you can buy it on our website at candycopia.com. And we ship all to all 50 states.
Outstanding. As Alicia Mason, co-founder and chief growth officer of Candycopia, joins me this morning on Score Values. How did you meet Catherine Ann Confections and Dr. Laura Zumdahl of New Moms?
Yes, absolutely. So it was kind of two different stories that merged into one. So one, from a new mom standpoint, I actually was on the board about 10 years ago, and it really was coming from a place I was a new mom, and I found it very overwhelming. I didn't have family around, and while my husband was great and I had great friends, I had a lot of questions about it. And I was wondering, where do new moms turn to? And lo and behold, there was an organization, and especially moms that didn't have all the resources that I had. So it was a organization that I personally founded and then got involved as a board member. And when I thought about, it's so important. Mothers give back so much. And when I thought about creating this delicious box, while it's great in order to, for us to be able to do good, I thought New Moms was the perfect organization for that. And then Catherine Ann, when we opened the candy store, we talked to a lot of small business owners. And one of the things we consistently found with especially women small business owners is small business is hard enough as is, over 80% of them fail. But one of the things that we learned early on is that women have a harder time securing loans, securing capital. They typically have higher interest rates. And Catherine was really a mentor. And not only do we, get her delicious treats, but she gave us a lot of perspective about starting a business and being a women-owned, business and kind of a family run. What does that really mean? And we just think it's so important to support not only her, but other, women owners. And so she is one that she is generous with her recipes, but also generous with her time of helping other entrepreneurs get their start and guide them in the right way.
The Chicago women-owned Candycopia Candy Collection, a celebration of female entrepreneurship, local flavors, and community impact, with 10% of every box supporting the mission of New Moms. Alicia Mason, co-founder and chief growth officer of Candycopia, joining me this morning on Score Values. Alicia, one more time, where people can find out more information about how they can purchase this box, this candy box, and is there anything more you'd like to add about either Candycopia or New Moms before we let you go today?
Yeah, so one last time you can come to our store in Oak Park or online at candycopia.com. So CANDYCOPIA. But yeah, I would say the other thing that I would say that right now people are flocking to our store from is not just our women-owned, but Swedish candy has been quite the rage. It really started on TikTok, and I'll be honest, I was like, oh, this is just a fad on TikTok for kids. This is does not. This cannot be better candy. But I have to say the Swedes, and they do have a holiday that they every Saturday is a candy holiday. So I should have taken that into consideration. They do good candy. So we've created the first Swedish pick and mix bar. So there are 45 different types of Swedish candy, licorice, chocolate, gummies, the viral sensation Bubs. You can come in and make your own mix, and people are coming all over. We had a couple that was driving from Minneapolis to Florida and stopped at our candy store because we're the only one in the Midwest that's carrying this type of selection. It's in New York and LA. And so I would say if you want to try Swedish candy and understand why it's better than some other candy, please come out and see us. It's a great experience, and we would welcome it.
Outstanding stuff, Alicia Mason, co-founder and chief growth officer of Candycopia. Thank you for joining me this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Alex, for having me on.
Thank you once again to Alicia Mason and Tracy Mayer, my guests this morning on Score Values. That's going to do it for another episode of Score Values. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, send me an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Score Values on 670 The Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.